Why wanna lock for the crack in the kitchen at like a rubber in some curve of a butter gotta set host thing on wrap an egg all around my walls. Tell about it superseded to paint my pong in the ways of an empty fridge. And the table with the looks mine and lips. Keep blowing on cuts, here I come. Let me get your RC with the bubble all your girl. We'll be right back.
Metal Church, Badlands. Metal Church is one of my all-time favorite bands, and that's one of my all-time favorite albums, Badlands. And we started this show off. Before you even know that you were in the show, you were listening to Mr. Bungle today. Squeeze Me Macaroni. I don't know how we got away with that one. My sister and I buying that record when we were younger, but yeah, we did. So there you go. Mr. Bungle. I'm Blank Generation. Hey, everybody. It's your pal, Uncle Salem. Thanks for joining me for another hour of fun and madness. Today, I want to talk a little bit about, I literally just finished listening to the new Metallica record. And that seems like something to kind of talk about. And I'll do a little mini review on it. I enjoyed it. That was pretty damn good. One of the best albums from Metallica in a really long time. I think when you listen to an album by a band that iconic, you can't go back and compare it to their early records because they're never going to sound like that again. Metallica is not making Ride the Lightning in 2023. It's just not going to happen. But what they are making is some pretty heavy music and super well-produced. Everybody just top-notch performances and some huge hooks. That's what I didn't expect out of 8-minute songs and 7-minute songs, these nice hooks with harmonies and layered melodies. You know, I wouldn't say it's a great, great Metallica record, but it's pretty damn good. And I probably liked 5 or 6 songs a lot. I was thinking when I was listening to the song I'm about to play, if I walked into a club and there was a band on the stage playing the song, I'd shit my pants. And then if I looked up on the stage and they were all in their 60s, you know, I'd just be like, wow. But regardless, any age, this song kicks ass. And also on this record, I was thinking, as I was listening to it, there's 12 tracks, I believe. There's probably 20, 21 riffs that would be a lot of bands' best riff of their career. So, not for nothing, but yeah, I think it pretty much rocked and enjoyed it. I expect to be listening to it a lot. And here you go. Here's a track off of the new Metallica record on Blank Generation. We'll be right back.
Because of the grisly subject matter presented in the motion picture, Night of the Zombies, no person under 17 years of age will be allowed in the theater unless they are accompanied by a parent or certified adult guardian. Night of the Zombies will be shown in its uncut version, and certain scenes may be quite shocking to some people. Again, we repeat, no one under 17 years of age will be admitted to Night of the Zombies unless they are accompanied by a parent or certified adult guardian.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. talk of swamp witch, your hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew, whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch her from the Black Bayou. Party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie Shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again."
Ah!
Just What I Needed by the Go To Hells. And before that, we had a new one, a brand new one. In fact, I just got this CD in the mail today, right before I went on air. And that was Snored with their cover of Social. Interesting cover because it's dark. It made it pretty dark. Snored, of course, this is a new record. It's called, I think it's called Album Covers, which is pretty freaking cool. And it's got 20 songs on it. I'm not sure about the availability of this one yet. I'll find out. But yeah, I'm going to be playing some more stuff from this record in the coming weeks. Be assured of that. And before that, we had Kiss. Kiss live on the Midnight Special. Black Diamond. The one that Peter Criss always howled so well on. Right. You know, I'm kind of in a metal-y mood today. Metal-y. Not medley. A metal-y mood. So let's check out a newer track from Celtic Frost, Circle of the Tyrants. A Blank Generation.
Bye. Then Terry Taylor will be facing the apocalypse, and it'll be Jimmy Cornette right
over
there in that corner.
I don't have fun anymore when I come to Tupelo, Mississippi, Lance, because all my guys keep on winning, and as long as they keep on winning, I'm going to have fun, because a lot of people think that I don't like to have fun. Hey, I'm a kidding kind of guy. You know, hey, what do you get when you cross a pig with somebody from Tupelo? Nothing, because there's some things even a pig won't do. But let me tell you something, Terry Taylor. I'm going to promise you something. You know, Taylor's a shooting star in professional wrestling. You know what a shooting star is? It's a comet that blazes across the sky, and it's pretty, and it's nice, and everybody talks about it and comments on it. And then it just crashes and burns. And Taylor, you're going to crash and burn in Tupelo. Apocalypse has your number. If I turn him loose, there's no telling what he might do. It's going to be a sad day.
Friday night, January.
On the cover of the magazine. Plank Generation. Here's your host, Uncle Sam.
So, yes, that was Suicide Squad with their cover of New World in the Morning. Before that, we had Ghost. I think there might have been somebody, I don't know, but I wanted to talk about the Ghost track because the new Ghost record is also a covers record. And that's a pretty damn cool cover, a cover of Genesis. Speaking of covers, the album, the Ghost album is not out yet, but I hear there's a cover of Television See No Evil on there. When I went to look for it today, I found this cover, which I've never heard before. And it is a Television See No Evil cover by R.E.M. So thanks for joining me again for this week. It flew by, had so much fun with you. And here's some R.E.M. on Blank Generation. See you next week on Solid State Radio, 6 o'clock p.m. SolidStateRadio.net.
WETO and A Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Nightmares wants to make you a winner in Freddy's Holiday Party Contest. A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, from Media Home Entertainment, comes to home video in December, and 25 lucky winners will celebrate with a complete party kit, including the video, hats, posters, even Freddy's invitations. Watch Freddy's Nightmares. Write the name of the episode in your name and address on a postcard and send it to WETO. If your card is drawn, you win. Wouldn't that be a scream?
Come on. white generation with Uncle Salem. And it's one week closer to Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.